So we talked a bit about how the tribe got here and the work on the audits and creating more financial stability. Can you talk about the Chilkoot Indian Association's focus and long-term vision for Tlingit language revitalization?
Now that we're in a good position, we are able to partner to bring more to the table, to offer more focused cultural activities. And one of the things that is very important to us is to relearn our language. It's amazing to me that in a short amount of time, like, we've lost our language, and the basis of our culture is based on our language. If you understand our culture, it's easier to understand the language. So the two go hand in hand. I sometimes think about the fact that our people have been in the Tilkat Valley for tens of thousands of years, generation after generation after generation. And all it took was two generations for me to completely lose my language. And I'm hoping that within the next two generations, we will have fluent speakers again. Mm-hmm. But that starts somewhere. And we're taking baby steps in that direction. And this language grant that we've received from ANA is the first step towards that.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you talk a bit more about that, the grant and the new Tlingit language program, I guess, in development now?
Like I said, we're just in the first step. This is first phase. So what we're going to do over the next year is to do an assessment of our community to see where people are at as far as their proficiency with the Tlingit language and what their needs are, what they'd like to learn, basically to catalog where we're at. And then we will use that data to apply for additional funding for the next phases, which would be developing curriculum and implementing our curriculum and beginning to teach the language to make sure the language is more accessible to everybody in the community.
So another recent grant is the Chilkoot Cultural Journey Grant. Can you talk about that in terms of supporting artists and art education?
This is a really exciting grant. We have a number of aspiring artists in our community who could act as a cultural bridge for us. So it is important for the artists that we do have to become masters of their craft, masters of their art. And this grant will give our artists an opportunity to work with master artists to become more proficient in their art. This will allow, for instance, just using myself as an example, I would love to learn how to draw a form line. Not interested in running out and making money, but I think that learning to draw a form line is a way of learning spatialization and math and visualization, and it really helps with a person's critical thinking.
That is great, yeah. Can you tell us a bit about the tourism projects and a new waterfront restaurant at the Chilkoot Indian Association dock?
So the tourism industry was hit hard during COVID. So the tribe is focusing some of our attention on rebuilding some of that tourism industry in our community. The tribe really hasn't been involved in tourism in the past, but this is sort of a new thing for us. So we have the dock, and we are hoping that one of the capital projects that we can have funded in the near future is to have the area around the dock dredged so we could have larger boats docking in our facility. We will have the restaurant up and running in the next probably year. And I'm guessing that we ran into some issues with the design of the building that has caused us to slow down our development of a restaurant. But there are a number of, I guess, it just balls in the air right now that when everything sort of lands and things sort of settle out, I have this vision of this beautiful waterfront and things for visitors to see and do that will make Haines a more attractive destination. And maybe we'll get some of those folks to come from Skagway. We're working with the borough on the trail that goes from the Chilkoot Indian Association dock to Picture Point. So because a lot of that property belongs to or is in private ownership, it makes it a little more complicated. But the sections that belong to the tribe and to the borough, we will be able to put a nice trail in so that folks can walk the waterfront.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. It will be beautiful when it's finished.
Thank you so much, Harriet. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Of course.